The following podcast is brought to you by a site called Fred.com. Enjoy. I'm Ken Plume, and you're listening to A Bit of a Chat with me, Ken Plume.
Kenneth.
Yes. Hi.
What's up?
Did I get connected to you before walking up the stairs? It was like Mercury Radio Theater.
When?
About 10 minutes ago.
Was it really echoey?
Really echoey? It sounded like a radio production, and then you opened a door, and then you closed a door and locked a door, and then the phone went dead, and I thought you had been mugged.
Mm-mm. What I had done is your phone is ringing and bothering me. So what I did is
The appointed time, let it be clear.
Yeah. No, exactly at the right time, but it was bugging me. And my phone is set to go out like a freaking out R2-D2. And I'm walking down the streets of New York with, you know, my pocket going, like R2-D2.
Like you're molesting a droid in your pants.
Like I've got an R2 or an R4. Some
kind of astromech droid.
Yeah, some R unit. And I am just doing terrible things to it in my pants. So what I did is I slid the bar over that, says don't answer, but I'm retarded, and I actually answered the phone. So you would have heard me get my keys, go in the front door, and then go up to my apartment, and then look at the phone and realize that I was on the phone with you and hit end without saying a word because I'm creepy.
I knew that was the sequence. But it was a nice oral journey with you.
It was. It was a little radio show I gave you called I'm Actually Just Getting In.
It was brilliant. You should make sure that goes to series. Adult Swim has time. Should pitch it.
Oh, no, it should be. Doc Hammer walks home and doesn't want his phone going off, so people look at him and go, who's that fucking geek?
A little slice of life.
Mm-hmm. You're correct.
Well, I think we've just sold a series. I hope Lazo is listening to this.
Oh, I'm sure he has nothing better to do. I'm sure he's just listening to a little chat with Ken Plume again, because it is a point of time during the day.
He's on the golf course. He's got the one iPod earphone in. The other one he's listening to the game on like a handheld radio.
Yeah, you know those, remember the flesh-colored earpieces that people used to have for AM radios?
Yes, because that fooled people.
Yeah, they look like they're for old people. They look...
they're hearing 80.
It's like a hearing aid or something you would buy at one of those stores that has prosthetic limbs and wheelchairs that you always want to go into.
Oh, yeah, it's completely a medical supply purchase.
Yeah, that's where you would get one of those earpieces that you assume Lazo's using. And I assume that he's not listening to this show at all because he has an actual life.
Well, I like to be positive about the prospects of my show.
Maybe he likes to keep his finger on the pulse of Ken Plume. Can you feel his finger on your wrist?
I don't know. I don't have any sensation there.
In your wrist?
Hold on. No, don't feel it.
All right, are you taping this for further broadcast?
Yeah, of course. No, we're just bantering artificially like this for no purpose.
I don't know. This is you actually think that our phone calls go differently than this?
No, they don't.
They don't. You're not like calling me up and giving me all these hard facts, and then I'm answering.
Yeah, but the whole point of a bit of a chat is it's a bit of a chat. It's the same conversation we'd have on a phone without it being broadcast. It just happens to be broadcast now.
Well, let me paint you a picture of what's happening here. I'm in my apartment, of course. I am drinking coffee from the deli that was made, I'm going to guess, 6 hours ago.
Still
and
fresh.
It's more of a roux. It's like a French reduction sauce coffee.
Is it syrupy?
Out of its waters. What?
Is it syrupy or just strong?
It's not even strong. It has like a wooden case to it, which actually I like. I'm not complaining. I like old coffee. So I'm drinking my old coffee. I am, of course, shirtless because Doc Hammer is best served sans top. And I am pacing because I am wearing one of those little Bluetooth devices that businessmen wear.
I like the fact that you put the shirtless thing in there for mm-hmm. the female listeners and those that are currently serving time in federal penitentiaries.
Well, the shirtless, I think, makes me two things. One, vulnerable, you know. Two, freaky. But who doesn't walk around fucking shirtless in their apartment?
Yeah, but I think your shirtlessness is an armor. I don't think it makes you more vulnerable. I think it makes you less vulnerable.
I think you might be correct. As you know, I will remove my shirt at the drop of a hat. That is the way I like to deal with humanity.
Yeah, I think if you were in like a Hot Topic t-shirt of some funny cartoon character, you would be more vulnerable.
Well, if you would like to pitch me in that or some sort of a...
I think you're in one of those long Tweety Bird shirts that like teenage girls wear.
Yes. I'm wearing an oversized Twilight shirt that says...
Team Edward.
Yeah. Team Edward on it. Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, that's good. Well, now you've painted a lovely... But now do you feel vulnerable?
I didn't say that. I was saying that I'm trying to portray myself as vulnerable. I don't feel vulnerable. I'm fine. I'm using it as a way to be endeared. Because basically I'm a monster and there's no reason to have any affection for me. But if I come off as not a monster, then people will feel sorry for me. So, you know, many people have told me to eat a sandwich. Go eat a sandwich. That's the serious. Eat a sandwich. Let's never have some other...
Yeah, but has anyone ever fixed you that sandwich?
Nobody fixes me the sandwich. No, they all say eat a sandwich, and they all believe they're the first person to say it, and that isn't a massive cliche.
Is that all you're waiting for? If someone actually just gave you a sandwich and I made this
for you?
If
somebody goes, would you like a sandwich? I would probably say, I would love a sandwich. I would love a grilled vegetable sandwich, please. No sauces on it. Just like grilled vegetables on a wheat would be nice.
No cheese?
It's not necessary.
What kind of a seasoning would you like on it?
I just want the grilled vegetables. They themselves are their own seasoning.
What? So since it's a sandwich, what kind of bread?
Like a wheat. It doesn't matter if it's like a roll or anything. I'm not needing the ever popular glucose free.
But aren't you getting awfully dry? I mean, what kind of vegetables? I mean, peppers would be awfully dry in that situation.
Peppers would not be dry. They're very moist. I said roasted.
Yeah, but even I've never had a roasted pepper that wasn't dry.
You've never had a roasted red pepper that wasn't dry?
Wasn't bone dry? Am I just getting it from the wrong restaurants?
Ken, where are you eating?
Where have I had roast peppers before?
Where are you eating that you're getting these shitty peppers?
Well, I haven't been eating them lately. I've been having the salads every day. But when I've gone to restaurants and had roast peppers, they've been dry.
Yeah? You're eating a shitty restaurant. They're supposed to be moist.
Okay, will you teach me how to make a roast pepper that isn't dry?
Yeah, well, fine. The first thing you do is you turn on your burner. Do you have an electric stove or a burner?
I have a gas stove burner.
Okay, that fire comes out of it.
Yes. Not a coil fire.
All right, okay, so this is what you do. You take your pepper and you roast it on top of the fire to just get the blackenedness, right?
Okay.